an original audio drama created by Keith Rita and Jude Vivon. And now, episode 12, The Cave to Bedlam.
I walked up to the strange-looking saloon carved out of porous basalt rock formation. A strange-looking pentagram shaped out of tentacles was centered over the entrance with the words, Nomidicus Saloon. I cautiously opened the swinging hinge doors. There was about six creatures scattered all along the small bar. At the far table over by the jukebox that was blaring the song, Druskin Demolition, I saw a Norhound and a Pelorian bobbing their heads to the industrial music. The Norhound had a dish full of Lothorian liver snaps. The Pelorian, well, let's just say it looked like some kind of vegetable insect slurry topped with a Tagoran cherry. Even from 20 feet away, the odor wafting towards my nose almost made me vomit. A table of two Gromulans and two Baraxians were slurping down some cheap Druskin lager called the Eraser. At least I think that's the name of it. I haven't drank that shit since I was a stupid broke teenager, and I vowed I'd never do it again, no matter how drunk I get. Bartender was Gromulan. 3 foot tall, hunched over, standing on a bench on the other side of the bar. He was reaching around quickly with his elongated arms and eight-digit hands to start wiping up a spot on the bar. He set a Golden Boar coaster card down. He was looking curiously at me with bulging eyes, and I noticed a slight ripple of his two gigantic ears as a sign of attention and alertness, waiting for my drink order. Hey, you. Why don't you give me a drink that'll make my scales crawl?
No more.
Here.
No more depression.
I call this the bloody eye of the Gromulus.
That's nice. Kind of like a Vipe vodka martini, but better.
You Slytherins need to get out more. Sap from the Gunkle Bush. Mixed with pure slug rum from Cygnus. The eye is a red old Landis olive stuffed with a little of Rocky's Magma Knight mustard. See how the olive looks like a bulging, infected Gromulan eye?
You know, I think I'll just drink it. I don't need an explanation. It definitely has a nice zing to it. Thanks, and you are?
I am Gibbler.
Well, Gibbler, it's nice to meet you. I'm Silvestre. You get a lot of people in here.
Yeah, in another hour, the regulars will start pouring in this place for happy hour. We also get some through travelers that are looking for a safe haven in the crushing fields.
Well, I'm kind of looking for a couple of my friends that might come by here. Tall, spry, handsome fella. Real smooth talker. Makes the ladies swoon.
Well, we get lots of humans coming through here. Not sure I'd call any of them handsome. They all got tiny heads, little ears, short arms that don't even go past their thighs.
Yeah, I guess we all have different ideas of handsome.
They walk all upright and tall with this air of haughtiness. And those little fingers that can't even grip a Thaldrak hammer properly. Ugh. Everything's so out of proportion.
Okay. Maybe you'll remember the name. Kalozon.
I might have heard that name before.
So what have you heard?
Come on, I know you Slytherins aren't that dense. Info has a price. 100 credits.
All right. Here.
Hey, Glooper. Scummers. Guy's asking about Kalozon.
Hey, you know what, Jim?
You guys
that's
have
okay.
Some business
I really
with
need to get going.
No. Sit down, snake. I insist. You smell awfully familiar. Don't smell like most Slytherins I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, been traveling a lot. I had a layover in Borax a couple nights ago. Ever been to the Bee Nectar Brothel? If not, I highly recommend it. Let's just say I might still have a few different scents on me from last night.
Maybe that's it. Definitely some human scent.
Yeah, all kinds of species there. This one chick was really flexible. She got up in a swing.
All right. We don't need to hear about your sexcapades, Snake Man. Kalo, why are you asking about him?
Yeah, he owes me some money. No big deal.
Yeah, Dutch Lime owes everybody something.
I'd like to sink my teeth into his neck and rip it apart like a Blarakian shoe toy.
Yeah, Scumbers here was telling me all about his last encounter with Kalo Lesnar.
Rumor has it that bastard killed Barclay. Or left him to die somewhere.
You know, that's not what I heard.
What the fuck? Are you calling Scumbers a liar?
No.
How do you know so much? Hey, Looper. I think this guy's friends with Kalo.
No, he just told me about Barclay while we were working on a Sleem job together. A few days ago. Before he double-crossed.
I don't trust this guy. Let's get him, Scummers.
No fighting in my bar. Unless you want to find out how fast this ion pulse cannon fires.
All right.
Hey, sorry, guys. It's all right. I'll leave. I was just hoping I could find someone to take him out for me.
Why didn't you say so in the beginning?
Look, here's 500 credits to keep your ears open. And here's my Holodus number if you see him. Don't make a move without alerting me first, and don't tell anyone.
I will definitely let you know if I hear or see him.
Oh yeah, one more thing. I heard he might be traveling with a girl called Mira something.
Mira Lynn? Oh, hell no. I don't want anything to do with that one.
She's got meshers, green scales, nightmares, boas, lilos, and a whole planet of Ginga after her.
Hey guys, I heard her farm was raided. My buddy Punt was shot dead by some lilo pirates.
Word is something went down at Selene's casino. And a whole bunch of guild heads were taken out. And she was somehow involved.
There are guild checkpoints all over. All flash vortexes and trade routes are locked down. I've been stopped 3 times already on a few simple Just City runs here in Soldos. And we aren't even in the same system as Blitzroten.
Okay, thanks for the info. Remember, if you see either of them, give me a call.
So, what did you find out, Silvestre?
Just as I thought, guild checkpoints all over Soldos and Blitzroten. You are officially persona non grata across 2 systems.
So, I have to stay in disguise? No problem. Now, let's get back to my farm.
You don't get it. The Ozran kit is great for getting past some low-level security searches, local bars, and the major ports. But guild checkpoints are entirely different. They know all the disguising tricks.
What are you saying?
You need to lay low until this passes over. I can handle Allegra and Selene, but we need to get you somewhere safe.
Just take me to my farm. It's several systems over. No one will look for me
there.
We'll
never make it through the flash vortex without being searched. Trade routes are completely locked in.
Well, we can't stay here.
I know. Let me think. I got it. Zibizak.
What?
I'm going to take you to Zibizak.
Where's that?
Not where. Who?
If you aren't going to take me to the farm, just drop me off on the next port. I'll get there on
Listen
my own.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm in the crushing fields? No one will follow us in here. You go to any port in Soldos system, you will be caught.
Okay. Who the hell is Zibizak?
He's a Flugar. A rare polar bear-like species that lives in the crushing field.
I know what a Flugar is, Kalo. I'm a zoologist, remember? Now, why would I need his help?
Flugars are masters of hibernation, and Zibizak's cave is very cozy. It's decked out like a luxury suite in Selene's casino. Normally, Zibby's hibernation fees can run anywhere from 20,000 credits a week or more, but Zibby is a good friend, and he owes me a favor. He always has space available for me.
What a surprise. Another favor owed. You are starting to sound like Allegro.
Let me give him a call. I'll get you set up and do some digging to find some safe pipeline out of here so we can get you back to your farm. Right now, there's just too much heat.
Okay, but I am not staying long.
Toltec, can you put me through to Zibizak? Use the local ground frequency. I don't want my transmissions being heard over the UPV satellites.
UPV transmission waves.
Caleb, my internal holodisk should be able to reach Zibby Zack from here.
Yeah, he is pretty close. His people make runs to Grom all the time. Good work, Double Deuce. Put him through.
Zib, what's up?
Caleb, what's the problem?
Who said there's a problem? I just want to catch up with my furry friend.
Is why you are using local Grom transmission.
I have someone that needs hiding.
Who is that?
Her name is Mira Lynn.
How long?
She needs to lay low for a month, along with my drone LX-22.
No way.
Okay. 1 month.
A month is too long. No more than 3 days.
Level of hibernation.
Blackened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. Now communication in or out. I can spread reports of her death across the galaxy to every bar and port. I will get Glendy to work on new disguise.
I don't need a disguise.
Hold on, Zib.
I get my Oozarin kit from Archer.
I will relay any messages directly to her verbally. No outside presence for 1 month!
Halo, a month is too long.
1 second, Zib. This is not an option, Mira. 1 month.
All right, but I don't need a disguise.
Okay, Zib, 1 month. But she doesn't need a new disguise. She has an Oozarin kit.
Archer's Oozarin kit is outdated toy compared to Glendy's last formation box. But suit yourself. I'll knock 5K off the price. 40,000 credits.
Zibby, come on, buddy. I thought we were good.
You and me, yes. You will always have a place to stay on my asteroid.
40,000 credits? Come on. You gotta be kidding me.
I made a fortune gambling on your insider information on the Hogger Cup. But I am not running a charity service for all your friends.
All right.
1 month. Blackened.
Fine. 40,000 credits. See you in a couple hours.
So what's on the tap for today, Akelo?
Well, Iggy, it looks like word of Mira's death is finally taking hold. This area was crawling with Guild Elite Force ships for search and seizure just a few days ago.
Oh, thanks again for the work, Kalo. We'll be in the believe both have started glider hog racing tourneys this year. You would not believe how much some of this kid racer gear costs. Of course, they can't have any riding gear. They have to have the pig lightning gear.
I bet. I should have been thanking you. When you called me, I was just about to look you up in my holographic Rolodex. With Chuck, Jarvis, LX-22 out of the picture, it really makes it hard to do any type of reconnaissance on my own. Besides, I seem to recall you knowing just about every seedy bar from ground to Pylor.
Yes, it's always good to have someone that has your back.
Now we got one more stop for today. We need to check out a port at Vessel on Res.
Is that near Draska City?
Hell no. It's a smaller port on the Pinion Plateau on the other side of the planet.
Amazing. Kalo, you finally found a place in Soldos I haven't been.
Really? It's one of the few clean, high ground areas on Reznor. The Echoplex holds sporting events there.
Oh, the Echoplex. Why didn't you say so? Of course I know where that is. That's where the regional Hogger Cup trials were held a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's the place. Lots of off-planet visitors and a more elite class of Norhound scum. I've made too many enemies to set foot in Draska City these days.
Yes, I admit. The Draska City Desperado. I was talking to the Jarvis the other day. Remember the Sumaka Spicer run on Lythor?
Of course. How could I forget? That's right. Jarvis was on that job before he got all domesticated. Didn't you pick up your nickname, the Tarsham Terror, on that job?
Yeah, we had a 3 Alathorians chasing us, and I just decided, screw this. I turned around and ran right at them, spinning my plastic Abuma blade over my head like a hell crab.
Yeah, that's right. I've never seen 3 charging Lothorians change directions and run for cover like that before. You scared them with a kid's toy.
Yes, I did. I remember. I picked it up at a bazaar on Borax for Bleeb. Man, that was a while ago. I think Bleeb was only like 3.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember what Jarvis said when we got back to the ship?
No, my memories are not so good. Tell me again.
Yeah, he's like, I could see you two running on the ship's gun sights. I had the laser zeroed in on the 3 Lothorians about to take them out, and then I saw some sort of Tarsham Terror take flight and scare the fuck out of them like a runaway spiked dragapult.
Tequila, that was a good one.
Yeah, fucking Jarvis. All right, Iggy, we're here. Remember, my name is Silvestray. Let's dig around and see what people know.
He's here. That's definitely the Toltec.
Excellent work, Spotty. Boy and I will take it from here. We are close. Should be there in a few hours.
Well, let me talk to him first. Zumi wants to work with Kalo as soon as possible. After what Kalo and you did to Barkley, Zumi's pack is really thriving in Dust City again.
Very well. But don't let him leave the planet until Bully and I arrive.
Looks like a Slithian and a Tarsham are exiting the ship. No sign of Kalo.
Perhaps he's in disguise. Approach them and play along. Record the conversation until I arrive.
In pursuit. Spotty out. Excuse me. You all know where the Northgate Lounge is. I've only been to the Echoplex a couple times, and I always get lost.
Sure, we are heading that way anyways.
You don't mind if I tag along, do you? I'm supposed to meet a friend there.
Huh, not at all. What pack are you with?
Zumi's pack.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him.
I would hope so. This must be your first trip to Reznor. Everyone knows Zumi is the Alpha in these parts.
What, Vessel?
Not just Vessel. The whole Pinion Plateau. As well as Drush City and the Palladium Hill. The whole planet.
Really? I heard Barclay was in charge of Drush City.
Barclay? Ha! Huh. That mongrel ain't around anymore. He and his pack have all disappeared.
Interesting.
How do you know so much about Barclay?
Oh, no, I just know of him. Never met him.
Well, I wish I could shake the hand of the one who took him out and destroyed his pack. Zumi actually sent me out to look for the guy. Some guy named Kalo.
Kalo. Name sounds familiar.
Well, if you hear anything, let me know. My name is Spotty. Zumi really wants to work with this guy. Offering a finder's fee. Rumor is Kalo destroyed a Fetcher drone and dispatched at least 15 of Barclay's pack.
And you believe that?
Sure.
Hey, Silvestre, we are still heading to the North Gate Lounge, correct? There it is, straight ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Spotty, you want to continue this conversation at the bar? I might have some info on the whereabouts of this Kalo guy you're looking for.
That would be great. I gotta hit the head. I'll be right back.
Sure. Any fire hydrants outside?
Very funny, human. Okay. I'm with this Scythian named Silvestre. And his friend at the Northgate Lounge. He said he might have some info on Kalo.
Did you feed him the Barclay stories of heroism?
Sure did. Eyes lit up, and he looked funny. He does not smell Scythian. That's for damn sure. But he put on some strange musk to disguise his real son, I think.
Sounds a little shady. We'll be there soon, just pulling in now.
Okay.
astray. Bully?
My x-ray scan shows a human skeleton.
And the tar shaman.
Everything seems normal with him. He's definitely a tar shaman.
So, either you just devoured a human exactly your size, Silvestre, or you're wearing a crude disguise. Can we stop with this ruse, Kalo?
All right. You sold me out, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I was serious about Zumi. He really does want to work with you.
Where is Mira Lynn?
I got no idea, Allegro.
His heart rate is a little off. I can see his veins pulsing. He's lying, Master.
You are a bad liar, Kalo. Where is she?
I told you, I don't know.
Let me get the truth out of him. I can start with a series of Tindushan thumb screws right under the nail.
Enough, boy.
Next, I can insert some astral grub into his lower intestine and let them eat away at his insides.
That's after enough. That, I can... I'm going to let you keep your little secret for now. I've heard several reports that she is dead.
Yeah, I heard some reports as well. I don't know whether to believe them or not.
I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I never had any intentions of harming Mira. The Gorg contingent really fucked up my plans. I just need the Ogler.
Well, I wish I could help you with that.
Master, his blink pattern has just sped up. He's lying again. How can we trust anything he says?
If you find her, do not tell Selene. I don't need to know where she is if you get me the Ogler. If you find the Ogler intact and get it to me in the next 48 hours, no harm will come to Mira.
What about me? Certainly this Ogler thing is worth something to you.
Get me the Ogler, and I will pull some strings and get you a position on the Magma Trading Council.
What does that mean?
Being on the council, you will be privy to all the Magma dealings. Therefore, you can be first in line to bid your services directly to the vendor.
Yeah, and what if you are bidding on something?
You can bid on anything, even against me, although I would advise against it.
That is a very generous offer, Allegro. I'll see what I can find out.
Boy, let's go.
He's so cute. My little baby Leverage. Glad Zippy Zack was able to get you the right nutrients to get you looking normal again. LX-22, can you work with him and see if there is any way that you can extract the video footage?
Marilyn, I found the plug-in spots where the optical synapses fire and generate images from the visual stimuli. Surprisingly enough, Zippy Zack was able to find two oculoptical cables that plug in.
That's wonderful! How bizarre that he would just happen to have those cables!
Actually, there are several creatures and robots that use these cables. The plug-in is quite common, even though this particular creature itself is quite rare.
So, can you holoproject the video recording?
Not yet. I am plugging the cables into my visual holocorder, but the firing sequence needs to be set in the right order.
I don't understand.
Basically, it is a code that needs to be cracked. It is a complex algorithm, and I need some time to calculate the permutations.
Thank you, LX-22. Keep at it. I want to make sure that I got the banquet footage before I leave.
Yes, Marilyn.
Well, it sure has been fun working with you again, Kalo.
Yep, just like old times, buddy. Here's 10,000 credits. Thanks again for being my wingman.
Call me anytime.
The Gilded Hog. Man, if these walls could talk. Yikes. You sure you don't want me to drop you off at your cavern?
No, Kalo. I think I'm going to have a cold one before I head back to the family. You sure you don't want to join me?
Yeah, I'm sure. Got a lot of stuff to do. Thanks again.
I'll stay in touch, Kalo. And I give my regards to LX-22.
Thompson. This is Iggy.
This had better be good. My Magla here is salivating for some fresh meat. Obi would make for a nice gourmet meal. What do you think, Obi? Do you want me to feed you to the Magla monster?
It could be all right, Obi. Alone.
What do you have?
I was finally able to look up the computer nav log. She is in the crashing fields. I am sending you the coordinates now.
Good work, Iggy. Any more information? Give me your recorded messages for the week.
Yes, I've got something else that might be interesting to your boss.
Excellent.
Allegro stopped by today. He was with his drone, and he saw right through Akelo's disguise. I'll let you listen to it for yourself.
Selene will be very happy. Your family is safe and sound, Iggy. But remember, we know where you live, and we can track you at any time. So if you ever think about double-crossing us, just remember, Marglers are always hungry. Master, we have Mira's location. I'm transmitting it now. She is in the crashing fields.
Good work, Cobza. I am sending a task force to Grom for you to capture Mira. Do not disappoint me.
Jimmy, we have a bonanza security breach.
I'm listening.
Illusionary holo-terrain projector has been disabled. Four spiders are approaching from the cavern entrance.
How did they disable it? How did they know where it is?
I don't think this is important right now. A count of 10 arms, Slithian interlopers are approaching.
Shit! I'm grabbing the 4 Quasar repeater rifles and all the rim guards. Blanco, you're my eyes and ears. Stay on coming. No one gets through that gate alive!
Okay, everyone. Stay alert. They are still stationed out front. They will mount their offensive any minute. Those are 5-inch thick Terra steel bars. There is no way they are blasting their way through that.
Send in the lasers!
Those cyborgs are slipping through the bars! They're all over the place. But they are incoming. Gas grenade! Both of those things I can barely see! Holy shit, the big ones are eating through the bars!
Shoot the things!
I can't get a clear shot! Just got by and are entering the caverns.
I'm on it. Shoot anything that moves. I'm headed to Mira's cavern.
That's all of them, fucking ugly flugars. You two take point. You two guard the entrance. Miggy, Magish, follow me with the crates. Let's get her.
You need tickets. Sarkap and Lishdash to start wrangling up the meat box. We got 3 loose in here.
Yes, let them finish eating the remains of the Fugar gods. Meat box get drunk after eating that much flesh.
What about the lysers?
Yes, Lishdash has some uptick tonic. They go crazy for that stuff. Should be able to lead them right back into their cages on the slider. Lishdash, handle the lysers.
Yes.
Sarkap, wrangle the meat box.
Let them finish cleaning the mess, and then load them into the crates and into the sliders.
That one's off.
They are headed your way.
Thanks, Blanco. Whatever happens, stay in the control room where you are safe.
I want to help, Jimmy. I can't do anything else from here.
No, you are no help to me, Dad. We are outnumbered. Don't be a fool. Zibby out.
What the hell is going on? You were supposed to keep me safe. It sounds like a slaughterhouse.
No time to explain. I will distract them. There is a hidden exit under the Tigorian rug. Crawl space that leads out. Good luck!
Wait. What about LX-22 and Leverage?
No room. No time. You will have to leave them. Just go! You want?
And the girl?
She's gone.
Very well then. My gosh, Miggy, cuff him.
Wait. Maybe we can work out a deal. I work with Slithians all the time. I'll tell you where the girl is.
Too late for that. You see that vile beast? He's very hungry. Magesh, feed him to the Mogler.
No! Wait!
What about the girl? Selene will kill us if we don't get her.
Miggy, you worry too much. She will be arriving shortly through the hidden pathway in this room. Probably through the floor.
How the hell did you know that?
I sent Meepak through all the crawl spaces I saw on the outside when we first arrived. I assume there must be one exit directly from this room.
Dear Lord, what did you do to Zibby?
Same thing we'll do to you if you don't cooperate.
Selene wants me alive. Stop threatening to kill me.
Who said anything about killing you? See, you humans have very low pain tolerances. Makes a little torture go a very long way. Let's get out of here.
What about the drone?
Disable his communicator and leave him cuffed. Selene gave strict orders not to hurt Kalo or his drone.
Looks like it's your lucky day, you overgrown can opener.
All right, everyone, off to the slider.
I can't believe that thing just ate Zibby like that. Thank the almighty Zibrobo they couldn't find the control center. Enough of this shit. I need a vacation. Bee Nectar Brothel, I'm on my way.
Kalo?
Chucky! What's going on? I hope you still got my Land Runner. You and Hermina still together?
Well, not exactly, but that's not why I called.
Come on, spill it.
Let's just say Chuck ain't good with monogamous relationships. You're
trying to say monogamous?
Fuck off, Kalo. You know what I meant.
If I didn't know you, I'd bet you've blown all your money living up at the Bee Nectar.
Not all my money. But yeah, you know I can't resist the Camelon Geisha girls at the Nectar. Kalo, listen to me. This is serious.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, last night I was hanging out at the bar downstairs, and a Flugar came in.
Okay.
You know Flugars are pretty rare. Very few of them venture out of the crushing fields.
Sure.
Well, I overheard him talking to the bartender about this beautiful woman, that was being held up there in some old Model LX drone.
Go on.
I assume that's Double Deuce.
Yeah, that's Double Deuce. Long story.
Well, I was curious, so I went over and bought him a drink, introduced myself as a friend of yours, and talked to him directly.
Spit it out, Chuck.
This guy, Blanco, I think his name was, said the whole place was invaded by a pack of Slytherins and some crazy maggot-like creatures.
Shit.
Apparently, the Slytherins took off with this girl and left your drone in the cave.
Chuck, are you ready to make some money? I've gotten in way too deep to pull this out by myself.
Sure, bud. You know where I'll be.
Lizzie Limberpaw, right?
Room R5.
Fucking A, Chuck.
Yeah, just knock before you come in.
Thanks for listening. In order of appearance, this episode featured the voices of retired Commander Tone S. Favona, Jude Favona, Keith Reader, I Am Wilder, Thaddeus Schaefer, Jacob Matthew Vrasik, Morris Favona, and Tony Vrasik. We'd also like to thank our Patreon supporters, notably Matthew, Roger, and Sharon Reeder, Ming Wen, and Matthew Lloyd. To find out more about Kalo Zahn, head over to www.caallo.com.